speaker is actually a holdover from yesterday's session. I think we switched places with the speaker that was scheduled to speak this session. So I'll introduce our next speaker. It's Deraje Baruch Gebremedin. And Mr. Gebremedin is currently a national team leader in the Sustainable Water Harvesting and Institutional Strengthening Project in the Amhara region of Ethiopia. The project is funded by SIDA and managed by Hydrosalt Incorporated of Canada. It focuses on building capacity for farmers and their institutions, as well as those government agencies that work with farmers in the use of water for irrigation for the ultimate goal of food security of poor farmers. Previously, Mr. Gebremedin was head of the Bureau of Agriculture and later as the general manager of the Environment Protection, Land Administration, and Use Authority of the Amhara region of Ethiopia. He holds an MS in agronomy from Free State University in South Africa. So please come up.
I thank the organizers. I thank McGill University for giving us this opportunity to present on the experiences in Ethiopia. As said, my presentation was to be presented yesterday, but for different reasons, for travel arrangements, I couldn't make it. And now you should see this as in the context of yesterday's group topic or the presentation, it was on food security in a challenging economic environment. So it was under that context it should be seen. This is small-scale water harvesting, its contribution towards food security under the prevailing impacts of climate change in Amhara region of Ethiopia. Just briefly on some figures on the introducing the nation. These are the figures. You can see them. 80 million plus people, second to Nigeria. 1.1 million square kilometers, 80% rural population, and 50% of GDP and 90% of the export earning from agriculture. And erratic rainfall, 500 to 2,000. millimeters above, of rainfall annually. I would like to focus on, in my presentation, I would like to focus on, I will be focusing on some synopsis on the climate trends on the national scale, and then the challenges we face, and also how we should meet the challenges and the role of small-scale water harvesting. I focus on the rainfall. I began with the rainfall because it presents some kind of a dilemma or something of that sort. Because we have 500 to 2,000 millimeters annual rainfall is big in any measure, but still we are having some droughts and serious problems in this regard. So here is it, and you can see the rainfall distribution. Climate trends and impact. This figure shows that recurrent droughts have subjected Ethiopia to recurrent vulnerability. This is exactly 100 years data. And as you can see, this is a departure from long-term summer rainfall from its long-term average in the central Ethiopian highlands. Starting from mid-20th century, 1950s, then the amount of rainfall the trend is a reduction in the annual rainfall. So this has big implications. Again, continuing with this climate, the trending climate, several simulation studies also show that in 100 years, in the next 100 years, significant rise in temperature and significant variability in rainfall will be there. And temperature and these figures are very common. Temperature will rise and rainfall will not be reduced, but there can be an increase in rainfall. But it doesn't necessarily mean there will not be droughts. This is a history of drought in Ethiopia. It has been there for so many years. It has an important feature characterizing many parts of Ethiopia for centuries. Since the last two decades, due to the early warning systems and progress made in agricultural development, famines are effectively avoided, and per capita deficits running between 200 and 257 kilocalories per day in several drought-affected areas. This is in terms of the food security situation at household level. Overcoming the effects of drought stands as one of the most important challenges for the current Ethiopian generation. The question is, how are we going to adapt to these challenges, the challenges that are brought by climate change? How the country is going to adapt to these challenges? This is there are several options, several strategies designed or proposed, and even under operation, under implementation. So there are three intervention areas in agriculture, in health, and also in water resources. There are proposed or there are actions being taken. So these figures show how agriculturally, what the interventions are in terms of agriculture. Erosion control, conservation of biodiversity, all those things are there. And also in water resources development, there are one of the strategies to meet the challenges of climate change is working on water resource development, developing our water resources or utilizing them. In fact, it's not a question of lack of water, but it's a question of how to manage it that the country is facing with. So proposed options in water resources, water conservation and use of river basin planning and coordination, flood control, construction of reservoirs for hydropower, irrigation, all those things are very important. These are one of the things that are under implementation, nationwide. There are also, to meet the challenge of climate change, there are also proposed options in health. I come to major point here, water harvesting. It's a viable option for food security with emphasis on Amhara National Regional State of Ethiopia. Let me talk about the water resources of Ethiopia. This is where the dilemma is. Ethiopia, we have droughts, severe droughts and recurrent droughts, but we have also this huge amount of water potential. We have 12 major river basins, 110 or 11 billion cubic meters of mean annual flow, 2.6 billion cubic meter groundwater potential, and 40% of the arable area is, only 40% of the arable area is under cultivation. We have 3.6 million hectare potential irrigable area, which only 44% is currently under irrigation. So considering the water resource, it is huge, but yet sustainable food security still remains a challenge. So having water doesn't necessarily mean the end of droughts. In Ethiopia, causes for low utilization of the water potential is lack of water control infrastructure, the reservoirs, capital intensiveness, limitations in trained manpower in the area of water resources, limited capacity and work done so far in water resource-related research, limited experience and capacity of agricultural extension agents at the grassroots level in the management of water for agriculture. Overall, institutional limitations. So due to these factors, the huge amount of water available in Ethiopia could not be used for, so far it has not been used for expansion of agricultural development or for food security. So these are the challenges. However, it's good to focus on what is being done and what are the intentions. So the government rural development policy emphasizes that in the government rural development policy, water is considered as one of the three critical pillars of agricultural development and transformation. There is large-scale irrigation developments are initiated, and these are complemented by micro-level water harvesting structures, micro-level water harvesting at the household level. Not big dams, not in addition to the big dams, the big irrigation schemes, thousands of hectares of irrigation schemes, which are under construction. This needs to be complemented with water harvesting at household levels, because irrigation cannot fully address, under the Ethiopian context, cannot fully address the whole population, the whole agricultural population. So what micro-level water harvesting is critical. So this water harvesting has been there also, but in the drought-prone areas, its use is very, very limited. So in the last 10 years, there is a massive push towards household small water harvesting structures. These are structures very small, but their contribution is very big. I'm talking about a structure on the average having 120, 130, or 150 cubic meters of water just for a household. These can be small river diversions or handagwets. It can be ponds of different shapes and makes, and also spring development. So in thousands, tens of thousands of these are being tried in the households in the rural areas. There are failures, there are lessons from failures, and now the institution I represent is working in this aspect. So initially, when this thing was initiated, the massive push for water harvesting at grassroots level was initiated, there was limited expertise and experience in the design and construction at the time, and the hugeness of the scale that the program was designed, all those things affected, and the quality of the work, but thousands of farmers also benefited by being able to produce more high-value crops as well as by rearing animals for sale. So this small-scale water harvesting structure, taking the lesson from the past 10 years, is now again promoted in the whole region. So there is sufficient lesson from the past taken, determination at all levels to scale up water harvesting at grassroots levels. Thousands and thousands of household and community level structures are built annually, and about 89,000, according to reports, are structures that are being built or under construction currently in the Amhara region. So the lessons from this sustainable water harvesting, the institution I represent, is it is a SIDA project. This is one of the sites. I'm talking about such sites. It is a SIDA project. It is working on building the capacity of institutions involved in water harvesting to strengthen farmers' capacity in sustainable water harvesting and use of water for irrigation, for food security. These are the things we have been working. So the challenges and the lessons from our work are like there is a significant economic return from household water harvesting structures. This is from this small water harvesting structure, about a family of five or four managed to earn about $350, equivalent of this amount, in 3 to 4 months season. So this is, in Ethiopian standards, this is, or at the household level, this is a significant additional income for the farmer. So these water harvesting structures, small-scale water harvesting structures, are important for the betterment of the population or the households. Drip irrigation is a key input in this regard, and now we need to focus on cheaper construction materials instead of cement or this construction, other types of constructions. Cheaper technologies are required. Scaling up of research. This is a very big gap there is. Research towards sustainable and more efficient structures for grassroots level use. There has to be diversified designs and capacity building at grassroots level. Farmers and extension agents is critical for success of water harvesting works. And we need to also enhance access to credit to farmers for water harvesting is also a very key input. So considering what we have done in the past 3-4 years, these are the lessons we have found. There needs to be a research. There needs to be different designs, alternatives, capacity building at grassroots levels of the farmers, of the extension agents, and others. Institutional building is a key in this regard. So harvesting and utilizing water at the household level is a viable approach in ensuring food security and improving overall livelihood of farm families in Amhara region. These are the lessons I'm talking about, and I am emphasizing that water harvesting at the grassroots level, at household level, is a very key intervention for ensuring food security for farmers, particularly under our context, at least in the Ethiopian context. Thank you very much.